Morning, Dan. Our apologies for being late. That's completely all on me. I hope you're doing great. We're just a couple days from the Super Bowl. Obviously, you, a guy who played in one, what do you remember about the Thursday before? Were you ready to get to the game, or any butterflies at all, or you guys knew you were going to beat them by 30?
Well, good morning. And you know, I was hearing the end of your discussion there about you know, the Hawks big upset, and I'm hoping everyone still has their shirts on there in the studio. You know, when are these morons going to learn? You know, you go out there and freaking start, you know, monkeying around. I remember back when the 49ers were on the Star in Dallas. It always comes back to bite you. It always comes back. So, you know, it's crazy. I will tell you, you know, obviously Thursday, you know, 3 days away. It's funny, you know, when you start training camp way back in July, this is it. This is the tip of the spear, and you're finally getting to it, and it seems like the hours slow down. And it will be interesting to see, you know, the early drive of the game, which team has gotten, you know, the hidden hand on their throat, too tight to catch the ball, too tight to, you know, field a punt, those kinds of things. But, you know, guys, I got to tell you, I never imagined, I think I told you last week I had Buffalo and the Rams, but I never figured Cincinnati. But you know what? I went back this week and I looked at some things that really make this amazing. You know, this is a game of resilience in the sense that, you know, Matt Stafford toiled and infamy in Detroit forever. Now, boom, he's on the big stage with the Rams. And, you know, we'll get to them. But a year ago, right now, Joe Burrow was in a physician's office getting his knee repaired about 5 miles away from where the game is going to be played in L.A. And in a year, they kind of had a renaissance, and a team that won 4 games a year ago playing in the Super Bowl. And think about this. It wasn't easy. They had to beat Las Vegas. They had to go into Tennessee and beat the number one seed. And then they did the unthinkable, going in and beating Kansas City and stopping Patrick Mahomes. So they are not a team that you can take lightly. And a lot of that is about Joe Burrow and those 3 receivers. They're really quite extraordinary.
Well, Dan, who are you feeling? Are you feeling love for Matt Stafford, the Rams? Are you feeling better about the Bengals with the upset? Obviously, I think it's a 4.5-point line, Raj, 4 or 4.5 for the Rams. Who do you think's the favorite here? Who do you think's going to get the job done?
Well, there's a reason why the Rams are favored. You know, you have to, if you really look at them position to position. The Rams, they're an elegant team in the sense that they have a lot of really good players at a lot of the important positions. You know, I used to say, to be a great team, you've got to really check the box in five categories. You've got to have a great quarterback. They do. You've got to have good offensive tackle. They do. You've got to have a playmaking wide receiver. They do. Maybe the best season Cooper Kupp put out that any receiver's ever had. He's over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. But on defense, you've got to have a great pass rusher and a great corner. They've got both, and they've actually got an extra great pass rusher. They've got 2 Hall of Famers that will be rushing the passer. And I think that is going to be the difference, the Achilles heel. The Bears played Cincinnati way back in October, and the Bears beat them, and they forced Burrow into 3 consecutive plays where he threw interceptions, and it was all because of pass rush pressure. And we all know the Rams, with Aaron Donald, you know, they've got that in spades. So there's a reason why the Rams are favored. Now, a lot of people, you know, they want to be cool and take the underdog. I understand it. There's a lot of reasons. Hey, like I said, Cincinnati is not without portfolio. They went in and beat Mahomes, and a lot of folks never gave them a chance. And so they're playing with house money. They're not scared.
Well, you know, and I was going to say, guys, you know, we're talking to a Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, and you were a terror on the defensive line. You were 6'6", you know, 275, whatever. You look at Aaron Donald. You know, he's an undersized guy, Dan, and I wanted to hear what you – I mean, but many – I've heard the comment, one of the greatest defensive linemen to ever play the game. He's been the league MVP, I think, a couple of times. Defensive MVP, MVP for sure. Where do you rank him?
He's completely different than most defensive linemen that I, you know, think of when I kind of conjure up some greats of all time. I think Aaron is probably 6'2.5", 270, so he's not overpowering. But I think he has benefited from a couple of things. Number one, obviously, with the rule structure now, the offensive line does not get enough practice. And to go over things as often and as much as a lot of offensive lines used to, you see a lot of people turning him loose on stunts and just, you know, blitz pickup. But beyond that, but he is relentless, and you have to tip your cap. He truly is a special player. I like I said, sometimes I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? You know, how did that happen? But. Those things happen. And what I like about it is he doesn't take a whole lot of plays off. He's in excellent condition, and he will be the linchpin. And remember, he's one of the few guys off of the Ram team, what was it, 3 years ago, where they went to the Super Bowl and they got beat. And you know what? I never had that, but I would imagine that's a big bag you've got to carry around.
Yeah.
And now he's got a chance to get that bag off his shoulder. So I think he will be supremely motivated. But, you know, when you strip it all away, the Rams have just, like I said, they've got all the boxes checked with a lot of the mismatches. And the one thing that I think is really interesting, and here's a great prop bet for you all if you're looking at prop bets. Evan McPherson, the rookie kicker for Cincinnati, has ice water in his veins. I mean, he's cold-blooded, and he makes them. And I think the prop bet is 1.5 over-under. I would take the over because I think Cincinnati will hit some big plays because the Rams are not that kind of a defense that will just, you know, walk up and clamp down. But when you get close to the end zone, they've gotten better. They're fourth in the league in red zone defense. And so that means they're going to force a lot of field goal attempts, and the over-under on that prop bet is 1.5. So I could see Cincinnati kicking 3, 4, 5 field goals because, you know, they kind of bog down when they get close to the end zone.
I like the fact Dan Hampton's giving us prop bet. That's a good bet. I would agree with that. Yeah, think about this, Justin. Roger, of course, you know, that was back in our day. This was the team, the Chicago Bears with Hampton. They did it on video, the Super Bowl shuffle, a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
You're talking about a team with some swag and you know, cocky. And yeah, I guess it's, you know, you don't see many teams like that anymore. You guys are probably one of a kind. I'm not sure if there's ever been.
Who's done that? Yeah
I don't think there's anybody, you know, anybody close to that.
But I don't think we didn't know that they were that way until we saw that video.
You know, yeah.
We didn't know that, you know, we did all business and get to work.
But of course, Dan, you, for Justin's sake, you did not participate in the video, correct?
No, I refused. I wanted to act like an adult for the first time.
Hard-ass to the end.
Atta boy.
Hey, Dan, did you watch the 30 for 30 on Tom Brady on the Tuck
Rule?
No, but I hadn't had a chance to look at it. But not much about Tom Brady I don't like. I think, you know, and you know what? You know, what has it been, 20 years? In retrospect,
yeah.
I think they got it right. You know, I mean,
that was a rule,
you know, in the pocket. And that rule, that the enforcement of that rule, the interpretation of that rule, man, think of the games over the last 20 years. It has impacted. So, I think they got it right. You know, that it touched it and you know, back to the Super Bowl shuffle thing real quick. You know, that was, in a way, I kind of think that the Rams have a little bit of the same kind of onus. Here they are in Hollywood, and boom, you know, this is kind of like, hey, this is their moment. And if they were to fail, it'd be kind of hard to walk the streets, you know. And
especially so playing at home.
In the same way, you know, when the Jokers on my team made the Super Shuffle, you know, Mongo McMichael and I looked at each other and said, well, I guess we got to go out there and make sure we close the deal. Because, you know, boy, you'd look like a fool if you're swinging around the Super Bowl and they got beat. So, in the same way, I think the Rams, they kind of feel, you know, the importance of it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Probably the only member of the team that actually played an instrument and you didn't do the video.
Well, yeah, that's a great point.
Well, Willie Gault came to me and goes, you got to be honest. You're the only guy that can play this. I said, no. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a catchy tune. And I think the thing sold 8 million copies. And it was the runner-up Song of the Year, Video of the Year at the ET Awards. He got beat by Purple Rain. Wow.
What a different time we live in.
Wow.
We got beat by a little mention. Video of the Year.
Well, let me tell you this, Dan. We do want to thank Bank of England Mortgage, and we do want to thank Hogman's Game Day Superstore. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to one of the greatest players to ever play the game of football. And plus, he's a Razorback too, Justin. That's the best part. We appreciate you, brother. I don't think we're supposed to talk to you next week.
Why not? I think, just for a recap.
You know what? We might do
why don't
that.
We do a recap.
You want to do a recap, Dan, next week? One more call.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes! Let's do it. He says, as long as you send me a check.
Yeah. It's in the mail.
Hey, Dan, we appreciate you, brother. Have a great Super Bowl weekend.
All right. Go Hawks.
Appreciate you, brother.
Go Hawks.
I think he likes doing it.
Listen, that's old school. Hey.